Welcome back to PoePolitikin.com, your home for self-help meets hip-hop. Right now, we're live on YouTube, but check us out on Spotify, Apple, and Amazon. 1212 and Place to Be with Andy K. How you doing, bro?
I'm doing great, buddy. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I read that you're a private investigator, so I wanted to learn more about that. I think that's a cool career.
It is. It's a fun job. I like it. I learn something new every day. So, yeah, it's a great career.
Were you in the military?
No, I was not. I went to work in law enforcement right out of college, and then I ended up going to work for a private company shortly after that, and then I ended up here.
Okay. Yeah, I read you started in 92. Yeah. So did you have any, like, did you grow up saying I wanted to be like a detective or anything? Or?
No, not at all. Actually, I grew up mostly in construction. All my uncles and everybody were, you know, contractors and developers. So I actually still own construction companies too, but this is what I do every day. So other people run the construction companies, but I do this. No, it wasn't at all what I planned. I don't even know what I planned. It just kind of evolved into this. Like I said, when I went to work with law enforcement, my direct supervisor there retired and went to work for a private company and mentioned me to his boss because my politics wasn't exactly in line with that agency. And he offered me a job. I went to work there. And then when he retired from that, he was an ex-FBI agent. And he offered me a position with him to start an investigations company. And then once that started being big, we broke off a little bit. And now I'm still doing it. And he's a senator in Montana.
Hmm. So I read that you're like a investigator for like celebrities, and you have a different types of services you do. So can you just talk about your entire company, what you do?
Yeah, well, we do a lot of work for celebrities, mostly because we're based out of Los Angeles and I've been here for 29 years. So that's a very long time for a private investigator to be in business anyway.
Right.
And just proximity. But we do, you know, everything from asset protection and putting things in ways that, you know, makes my clients on that level to be very hard to locate, keep people away from them, avoid lawsuits, things like that. We do cheating spouses. We do criminal defense work, a lot of post-conviction work where we have people that are incarcerated and then later on evidence gets developed that helps get them exonerated. So we do a lot of that work. We're very proud of that work. I do a lot of construction related investigations all over the world. I've worked in 35 countries in the last 2 years just on construction and other related investigations. So we do the gamut of investigations, a lot of child custody work. I like doing child custody work. So we're doing tons of that kind of work all the time.
So what are you looking for doing the construction investigations?
Well, sometimes you have fraud in construction, you have overbilling, you have employees doing things they shouldn't be, especially when you have guys in the field on larger jobs, maybe big subdivisions, things like that. Some of the superintendents might be taking bribes or graft from, you know, contractors that are not providing exactly what they're supposed to do. A lot of extra order and change order fraud. We have a lot of construction failure. So we go out and figure out why it failed. Sometimes it's by using bad products. They're buying cheap non-spec materials. A lot of times it's just not built to specifications. Sometimes it becomes the municipality's problem where they've had something changed, where they've directed a contractor to change something that they shouldn't have. We also do, you know, employee misconduct in the field, you know, theft and things like that. Construction accidents, because I'm very familiar with all aspects of construction. I have engineering licenses. I've got grading and paving licenses, general building licenses. In California, there's nothing I can't build. So I have very extensive knowledge of the construction industry. So that's why I get called out on that a lot.
That's all you do, like nanny background checks?
Yeah, we do. We do nanny background checks. We do employee background checks for Fortune 500 companies. We do it for sometimes different security reasons. There's a lot of reasons we do background checks on people. A lot of times in custody cases, one parent will be living with other people and we'll do background checks on those other persons to make sure that they're on the up and up, that they don't have criminal history, that one of them's not a pedophile, things like that. So there's a lot of reasons to do background checks.
So what are like just some things, just say like someone was trying to hire or not a nanny. What are some just some comment, like I guess it's the top three like red flags you should look for?
Well, people will get references a lot of times, but they won't ever follow up on them. It's like, oh, hey, I've got three people that say, that you say you are the nanny for. And then they'll never call those persons. They'll never check them out and everything else. So you do that, and we go into their background. We're looking for criminal history. We're looking for employment that shows that they're actually in the business to be that. It will sometimes interview friends, depending on our client and how much they want to spend and what high profile they are. We'll go out and interview people that know this person, and not just the ones that they provide for us to interview.
And what are some things like as far as with the cheating? What are some things like, I guess just like the common person, what are some flags with cheating?
Well, if you're sitting there and the phone rings and they reach over and turn it off really fast and then flip it over, things like that are what you want to watch for that. Then, odd hours, they're not coming home at the time they usually come home. You can't get them on the phone when you normally can. Unexpected trips that they have no details for, all those kind of things, or anything that makes you feel awkward or strange about it, don't confront everybody and don't, be the person that makes them always hide everything they do, because that makes it harder to dig out. But just be aware.
Yeah, I was always somebody told me this. I don't do this myself, but I was just saying if you were going to cheat, you always got to just keep the same routine so then they don't know anything. So like
Yeah,
always
don't
go
get.
home at, if you go home at 7 o'clock every day, no matter what, if you get home early, get home at 7 o'clock. Like always keep
Yeah,
that same path.
exactly. Yeah, don't raise any red flags. Just keep everything normal.
And then I was going to ask you up. So why are you doing interviews? Because I was thinking, don't you gotta like hide? Don't you supposed to like hide your identity and stuff? Or no?
Oh, me personally,
Yeah.
sometimes it's pretty easy for me, even at this point, to stay pretty anonymous when I have to be. I was undercover last week on a little project that me and one of my guys were doing undercover, and I can play up pretty much any position. I don't have a problem with that, but it's not that often I even have to do that in the field anymore. So it's not that unusual for me to be doing interviews, doing things like this, being on the news to help with a story, whatever it takes. It's pretty easy to stay conspicuous in this job.
And then, like, I know this is kind of it's kind of music related, but I know now they have the guy Peter Guns. He's on Cheaters now. You saw
I have not seen Cheaters. I don't think I've ever seen
that?
Cheaters.
Yeah, it's a rapper now. He's the host, so it's
Oh
kind
yeah.
of thing. Yeah.
That actually would make it more entertaining. I know the premise of it. I've seen little pieces, and we try to avoid confrontation. It's like we want to keep our clients away from there. We don't very often let them know exactly. They'll get an update the next day, something like that. I don't want my clients showing up and ending up in a situation where somebody can get hurt. Seems like I recall one of the hosts from that show got stabbed before, so
Oh
that's
yeah,
a
he
rough
got stabbed.
gig. I don't want to have that happen on one of my cases.
Yeah, that's cool. So what are your current projects right now? What are you working on?
We're working on, we've always got cheating cases. We've always got the normal background and locates where we're looking for people, old friends that, people haven't heard from in years. Old love interests sometimes, that happens all the time. People looking to collect money, they have judgments, and so we help find people and find assets, things like that, find bank accounts, all those things. So there's, I've got 18 people that work full time just in Los Angeles and other places all over the world. So we've always got tons of different types of cases. We've got a lot of good post convictions. We've got a couple of criminal defense cases, murder cases. So we run, like I said, we run the gamut on cases, and they're always working all the time.
So do you study like just because it's your job, do you study any like the high profile murder cases that wasn't solved yet? Do you just look them up yourself to see what you think about them?
Sometimes when I have time and we can get involved, but there's quite a few of them I've actually been on the periphery from, or somebody private will ask me to look at it. I know that somebody recently wanted me to get in contact with some people that are doing some work on the old Zodiac murders because they've just deciphered some of the codes that he put into his letters. And so there's people that have interest in looking into different aspects of the backgrounds of the person that they're profiling that, from the new information they've gleaned from that. So, and then, I did some work on the O.J. Simpson case on the outside on the civil parts and into Las Vegas on those things when he was arrested there. So there's a lot of those cases I end up being in on and on sometimes. So yeah, I try to keep an eye on what's going on, especially if it's local in the areas that I work a lot. And if I see attorneys' names that I work with a lot, then I start paying attention.
Yeah, you actually hit. I was going to ask you about that one. So, what you think about not the second case with OJ, the first case with OJ? You think he did it? What do you think happened?
Well, okay, and this is just what I think from everything I've seen. Yeah, he did it. Yeah, I really think he did it.
You think he did it? Like he killed him himself, or he had somebody helping him?
There may have been somebody else involved. I've been talked to by a person that, claims to have information about this other person that was supposedly there and all these other theories. I don't know for sure on that, but and I don't know for sure 100 that he did it, but I would say based on everything he did it, if I was sitting on the jury, I'd have convicted him.
And then I noticed now with social media, like, cause I guess I call myself somewhat of a researcher. So it is so easy now. It can be like just the like say I just find somebody's name. It's so easy now to find that person's name. They'll tell you where they live. They tell you where they go. They like everything. I'm like they just giving you all the information. So it's probably it's like with the social media, it's probably easier now, right, to do these investigations and
Yeah,
stuff.
sometimes, but if you're smart on social media, and that's one of the things, like with my celebrity and my NBA players and my NFL players and people like that, we go through, and our social media department is probably one of the best in the business. And we erase them from all those things so that, yeah, I mean, not as a person, but any details that get out there. And you got to be very careful with those clients. They don't realize, you take a picture and your mom's car's in it and the license plate's right there. That's a lot of information people can glean from it. You got an address, things like that. You got to be careful with that information. And in your metadata, you've got to be very careful what gets uploaded in those photos because a lot of times they tell you exactly when and where you were in those photos. So there's a lot that you have to be aware of when you're, high profile because there's a lot of people always looking to. And for good and bad reasons, try to get close to you. And at most, even if it's good or bad, if they're trying that hard to get that close to you, it's never really good.
Yeah, I'm gonna say I don't know if you know about this rapper named Pop Smoke, but I guess he was on Instagram one day and he was like just kind of I guess trying to show these new bags he bought, luxury bags. And somebody zoomed in on the room and knew where he was at and went and got him and killed him.
Yeah, that's the problem. So you do want to be very careful. I always recommend, posts after the fact, never during. And you still want to be close. You still want to be very careful about revealing where you go to when you're with people that are close to you. That's just another way to hurt you.
I got a friend, man. I had to get on him because he has a bad habit. He always used to post, like some people always do that, especially on Facebook. You can go, oh, I'm leaving here, traveling here. So he always, before he goes on a trip, he posts the picture saying he's going on a trip, and then he hashtags, please don't rob me. I'm like, why are you posting that stupid shit?
You're just inviting it. You're just asking
Yeah.
for it.
Then I'm like, my whole thing too, I'm like, my whole thing is if I'm going on a trip, I'm posting them pictures when I get back. But I think we're just so caught up in this world where you gotta be like, oh, I gotta post it right then.
Well, especially, when you get to the point, like for you and for me and a lot of other people that are, get some publicity and stuff, you've got people that are wanting you to be here or there, all this thing, and other people are posting you and other people are posting your information. So you got to be aware of that also and try to curtail that anytime you can.
Then what are so what are I know you like you said it's almost 30 years now, so what's your plans with your company now?
Well, keep going on. We're growing. We're going in little growth spurts in different industries. We're in more and more cities. We're, you know, in like 12 different cities now that we have, you know, presence and offices and people. You know, we've got people in London all the time now. We've got people in Dubai all the time right now. I've got people back and forth, you know, Central America all the time, it seems like now in Mexico. So just grow, you know, keeping up the ability to stay consistent and growing at the same time.
And then are you big into psychology?
Not intentionally. Obviously, you know, I was a political science and criminal justice major, so there's a lot of it in my background as far as, you know, education wise. It seems like I have to be a therapist for a lot of my clients a lot of the time, but you know, we don't, you know, it's not that I stay up on the most common thing. I know that, you know, since I studied it, you know, everybody's gone to, you know, hey, we can correct everything with drugs now. It's, you know, it's not about what's happened on the outside, it's what's happening on the inside. Chemistry is what's changing everything. So I know there's a lot of chemistry going on and a lot of everybody in a hurry to go right to the chemistry. So I, you know, I pay attention to those things because we do a lot of cases. Like I've got one right now, you know, Elizabeth is going to be on a plane to the East Coast with a person that we located, and she's, you know, people get out there and then, you know, they have mental issues and, you know, they get a little depressed and then they try to self-medicate and sometimes they don't do it the right way or somebody will give them something that doesn't work and they don't know it, they don't pay attention to it, and then they just carry on with it and it carries them into a deeper place. And you know, we'll get a call and hey, can you go find my daughter because she's disappeared, and then we find her in a homeless camp and you know, end up driving her sometimes or flying them back to the other part of the country after we get them cleaned out.
Yeah, I'm gonna ask you, like, where do you think all these missing people go most of the time? Because I'm all like, I'm in big in conspiracy, so I be thinking like they be using their body parts and shit. Like, what you think? I
You
know
know,
somebody might go to.
here's the thing. It's like I was talking to some friends, an FBI agent and a couple other people. We were having a little gathering and we were talking about that. And I was talking about, you know, the FBI puts out all these statistics and the CDC and the, you know, murder rates always in there. And it's like, you know, but they don't account for any missing persons. And, you know, we know a lot of those people are never coming back. And, you know, obviously you want to get closure. And that's, you know, a tough thing most of the time. It's, you know, bodies have to be put in a position where they're found. And if somebody's, you know, at all able to, you know, be smart, that's not going to happen if they're very good at this. They say that there's, you know, at any given time, hundreds of mass murderers out there in this country. So we know a lot of those people are murdered, they're gone, then they're not on any of those rolls. So the murder rates are much higher than anybody accounts for. That's why I believe a lot of these people are dead. Most of them will never come home. And they need to try to be better at accounting for them.
And you probably gonna be like, man, he asked me crazy questions. What do you think about aliens?
What do I think about aliens? Well, if you do the math, they have to be there, right?
It seems like now, I mean, I'm actually seeing mainstream news is actually reporting it more now. So it's like, man, they even saying it's out now. So shit.
Yeah, well, mainstream news is kind of scary anyway to me. It's like I've got reporters that are friends, and it's like, hey, if it bleeds, it reads. I don't want all the details. I just want to get it out there. And so that used to be the bigger problem. Now everybody's got an agenda. I mean, everybody wants to tell you what they think and why they think it. I want Walter Cronkite back. I want those guys that just tell you what happened. I don't care what you think happened. I just want to know what you know happened, and we'll figure the rest out. Everybody's in a hurry to get a conclusion, so we don't always get a good story until months later after it's not even news anymore. And like you said, aliens, you know, we all know that the universe is a very, very big place. With the way that, you know, if you know the multiverse theories and everything else, there has to be other places and other planets and other living things. Are they like us? Are they the exact same as us? You know, the numbers say that, yeah, they would be because it's infinite. So there's going to be a place out there where that's exactly what's happening. So you know, based on that and the science, I would say, yeah, they're out there.
But you met one yet?
You know what? There,
You
it's very
never know.
possible. When I think back to some of my old relationships and stuff, probably.
Yeah, I would say, did you ever do anything with the Nipsey Hussle case?
No, I did not.
Yeah, because that was a big thing in hip hop. So
Oh
everybody.
yeah. Oh, there's been a lot of big cases in hip hop from
Oh yeah.
Tupac on. You know, it's just like there's a lot of big cases in you know hip hop.
So
Sadly.
what are some of your other interests?
So my other interests, I you know most anything that's you know I scuba dive, I fly, I do you know tons of sports, outdoor sports, you know ride motorcycles and you know you name it. Yeah, there's not I have a lot of outside interests. I'm involved in everything you can think of, horses, animals. I rescue wild animals a lot. I'm big in rescuing you know large animals. So there's tons of things out there that I'm involved in. It's like I'm maybe too not focused on some of those things.
So what's the key to life?
Happiness. And the key to happiness is enjoying what you do every day and making the best out of it. Don't dwell on what's bad in the day. You know, concentrate on the things that make it better.
Y'all say, look like you in a nice, where you at? Like, that's a nice man cave right there.
Yeah, that's exactly where I'm at.
At the fireplace, it's cold over there.
It's a little colder this morning, but not bad.
Yeah, so what would you say to anybody that wants to start a be a private investigator? What would you say?
You know, I would say that if it's being a private risk, a good private investigator is an evolution. You have to have other outside interests. You have to have things you specialize in that may not seem relevant, but they're going to come up in a case. You have to have the ability to understand a lot of different things. I mean, that's not where I like to pick most of my people. Some turn out very good because they're very diverse. But diversity, if you're not really diverse in your knowledge and what your interests are, it's going to be very tough to be really good at this.
Now I'm going to ask you too, because you was talking about employee checks earlier. So say like, you're a small business owner, so you got to be careful who you hire. What are some things you should look for when you're hiring an employee?
You know, criminal records is one. I mean, not that if you're hiring a guy that's 60 and he did something when he was 20, I don't care about that so much, and I don't think that anybody should really dwell on it. We all change, we all evolve. But if it's a history, then you want to know about it. And if it's recent, you want to know about it. If they have, drug issues are always one because, you know, with the way that our drug laws are set up right now, it, you know, if people get in that situation, it's hard to get meaningful help and, you know, things get expensive. Black markets are always expensive. You don't get things that are good for you and you end up in a worse place and then you end up stealing to support habits. So you want to look for those kind of things. There's a lot of things. You know, it's all about finding out if the person's, you know, of good moral character, you know, if they're going to steal from you. You don't want thieves in your hen house.
Yeah, obviously, I don't know if you heard about this case in San Diego, but it was a this guy. I guess they said he killed the stripper like 50 years ago, and they just now figured it out through the DNA. You know how they do 23andMe, the DNA stuff.
DNA, yeah. Yeah, so and that's the other thing. I mean, we use a lot of the different databases to find things. And law enforcement's been on it for a while now. You know, you could have done something and left DNA 20, 30, 40 years ago, and all of a sudden your nephew goes on to ancestry.com and it's going to show links to other people, and it's like, oh, well, and you know, they're in there, they know what's out there, and they if they come on a cold case that somebody takes interest in and they run it. Chances are it's going to come back around now. You know, that is a great thing about science technology. I have a big thing about rights to privacy and things like that. But once you're in that system and hunting, you know, your other family members through your actions is a little bit distressing. But if they did something like that, you probably want to know it too.
Well, I had to take a fingerprint test, man. I was scared because I was like, shit, I don't know what'll come up. So I'm like, even, what they mix up my fingerprints and say I did some shit that I didn't do. So I was nervous, like, ugh, man, like you never know.
Yeah, they look at it pretty hard. If it comes up into something like that, they'll look at it pretty hard and say, some things matched on a, the computer goes through and matches them first. And if they find enough matches in the, in the fingerprints to look at, then they go to another advanced module where they look for more things that are exactly the same. And at that point, usually they get washed out. Before they ever pin it on somebody, they actually take a look at them and make sure they're 100. So,
What would you say to someone that's getting pulled over by the cops, or the cops are at their house? What would you say to them?
just I hate to say this because it's not my who I am necessarily, but just comply because it's not worth dying over things. And I'm a big fan of the police, but I also know they make a lot of mistakes, that training isn't great in all the departments. It's not great. So don't become a victim just because you're mad at the situation. Because you really don't have any recourse if you're dead. So just comply and try to do what they're asking, and that's the best case. That that's the best thing. And I mean, I've been on that side of it too. That's not like I've never had handcuffs on these little wrists. So the cops were wrong, but that happens. So you want to be, I'm not saying you can't, tell them what you think about them or anything like that, but don't do things that are going to get you in a situation where you're going to get hurt. That's all. It's just not worth it.
And what would you like to say to your supporters?
To my supporters,
I used to say fans and supporters, but I don't know if you got a lot of fans.
I get more and more, it seems like, I appreciate that people care about what I have to say. I appreciate that they take interest in my life and what I do. So I'm very appreciative for those things. And, I think that most people are interested because it's not something you get to see very often. And most of the investigations work that's out there is truly monotonous. It's not exciting, it's very mundane. So a lot of guys sit in a car and watch a building for weeks before anything ever happens. And so that part's very, and they may not even see what we wanted to have happen. I'm very lucky, I have a lot of people that work for me, so I can interject myself into places and cases where it's most likely I'll find something and most likely develop things from it. So it's much more exciting for me at this level. But it takes a long time to get here. And I
Yeah,
appreciate people that have helped me.
I will ask you too, 'cause I know, like, just through the, I'll say I was in the military. So one thing I realized, like, just having awareness, 'cause like, especially nowadays, people always on their phone, they're not paying attention. So like, somebody could be watching you, following you, you're not even paying attention. Like, pay attention to what's going on.
I'll tell you what, if you're carrying that phone everywhere you're going, they could be watching you right there and it doesn't matter. Yeah. So, just always be aware that people can watch you anytime. It's a different world. There's a lot of people go to prison now because they did something over here and they thought there was no cameras, but they went by five others on the way, So just be aware of your surroundings all the time, especially women and kids. They should always be aware.
Why you say that?
Because there's a lot of predators out there. I mean, we all hear about how, the human trafficking and sex trafficking is rising all the time. I mean, we were talking about missing persons earlier. There's a lot of them that are in that. And eventually, you don't hear people retiring from that, you don't hear them coming back.
So
So
how? No, I said, I be trying to teach. I mean, my family, just in general, just like self-defense and shit. Like, just because I know they got like little keychains you can carry, or just, some just can't walk with nothing.
absolutely. A lot of my family members, a lot of them work in this industry with me, and they carry weapons. But the thing about other people is, be aware there's a lot of classes. Everybody should take a class. You have daughters, or you have sisters or nieces or whatever that are out there. Teach them how to defend themselves in certain places. I mean, if they're parking their cars out in the back of a parking lot because they work, around the corner in a restaurant at night and they have to walk back alone, there's things to watch out for. There's, things to do. I mean, one thing is never a simple thing. Always have a pair of tennis shoes. Change into your tennis shoes before you start walking. If you have to run from somebody and you're in 4-inch heels, it ain't going to work out very well for you. So there's just little things that make it so you're going to be less likely to be a victim. And watch where your car is parked. If there's a big van parked next to your car when you come out at night, maybe go in from the park, from the passenger side. Just be aware of things.
All right, man. I want to say thanks for coming through politicking with me.
No problem. Come anytime. Anytime you want me, I'm here.
Yeah, it's cool, man. We're gonna have to. I'm gonna get some more crazy questions for you. I was gonna ask you about John Kennedy, but I was like, that's too
And I don't know. Tell Donald Trump to declassify everything before he leaves.
I know. You want to leave me with your social media anything?
Yeah, you hit us up on our website. So obviously the best place to see the most information, that's kayandassociates.com, KAYAND associates.com. We're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, KA Investigates. We're on Twitter. I don't remember my handle on Twitter, but we're on all the social media. You can find me, Google my name, I'll come up. Andy K, private investigator, I'll come up.
Got any shout outs?
I can't think of anybody right now. I wasn't prepared for shout outs to everybody. Just, everybody that's doing stuff. I mean, everybody that's holed up and dealing with this craziness that we got in the world right now. You guys are the ones that are trying to make it better. To everybody that, is standing up for what they believe in it, you're making it better. Everybody that believes in something, that's, that's where.